A lousy start, a good finish. Will Oregon make the postseason? The Ducks in the Pac-10 tournament next week on K-Bend.
Well, it was not such a good night on the hardwood for the Blazers. Houston jumped off to an early lead, and Portland just could not keep pace. They fall 103-87 to the Rockets last night in the Rose Garden. LaMarcus Aldridge held to just 14 points in the loss. He says teams are clamping down on him down low.
Just like last game, I think teams are, you know, trying to take me out, you know, and, you know, make me make good reads and make us make plays, and, you know, they did it tonight, too.
Nicholas Batum netted 22 points to pace the Blazer effort. Portland has now lost three of its last four. Other winners in the NBA last night were Dallas, Indiana, Orlando, Toronto, Milwaukee, the Lakers, and Memphis. And Portland back in action tonight, back-to-back on the road. They are at Sacramento tonight. Catch it here on KBND. It's a 6 o'clock pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. Other NBA news, Miami Heat waived guard Carlos Arroyo yesterday. That creates a roster spot for the possible addition of free agent guard Mike Bibby, who will clear waivers today after agreeing to a contract buyout with the Wizards on Monday. It could be that the Blazers might have some interest in Arroyo as a point guard. We'll have to see how that pans out. And there's some rumblings around Eugene. There's a rumor going around that Oregon could be in hot water with the NCAA over recruiting violations. However, sources within the athletic department there say everyone is surprised by the rumors because they have not been contacted by the organization, and they should have been by now if there was something up. Coach Chip Kelly attributed the rumors to the program's recent national success. Some people say you can't step in and have that kind of success in 2 years without cheating. I doubt it. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Sour grapes?
I think so, some of that. A lot of the groundwork was laid before Chip Kelly took over as head coach. Mike Bellotti did a tremendous amount, and they've been near the top of the rankings for several years now. So I just think it's...